What is on your mind? The question we ask each and every weekday right here on Talk Radio AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO in the Bakken. I'm at Bismarck today, in Fargo tomorrow, Tioga on Friday. Great day in Watford City yesterday. Hope folks get out there and support the vote of the school on the 11th of March. Schools are important. They are. And that bond issue for a new Watford City High School seems like a pretty good deal. When you look at a $50 million projected project for a school, when you look at 162,000 square feet compared to, you know, darn near half of that with a similar school in Fargo, and not that many more students. You know, 800 students projected to attend at Watford City and 1,350 in Fargo, and, double the space in Fargo. Anyway, thing makes sense. Plus, of course, the bond issue is half the cost. So, Anyway, that seems to make some good sense, and we appreciate all the good folks there yesterday as well. Mark the Freedom Floyd is here. We'll be manning the microphone between 2 and 5 this afternoon in his own show, The Common Sense Club. But he and I got a chance to banter about the news headlines, and looking forward to chatting about that today on the program as well. And a couple of guests that we'll tell you about in just a moment. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm above average.
Are you really?
Yes. I love getting up, even though it's hard to see, driving east into the sun, you know, from my little hovel. It's nice. It's exhilarating.
It is, and we have a nice weather day here. Nice little preview. Coming up on the program, by the way, Dale Witherington will join us to talk about another Child Protection League Action Summit. Last night, Moorhead, tonight, Detroit Lakes. Hope folks get there. We're going to talk with a candidate running for Fargo City Commission at 8:30 today on the program. Tony Gehrig is his name. We have open phone time to start the 9 o'clock hour. We'll tackle a couple of things in the news. I'll get to those in a second. Justin Kringstedt will be here. He's the executive director of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority. And we have pipeline traffic in North Dakota that's pretty robust right now. We have more pipelines planned. And, of course, pipelines take trucks off the road. So pipelines are a good thing. So we'll talk with Justin about all of that. Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall is a part of our Wednesday. It's a staple, so we look forward to that as well. We have a lot of truckers in this audience, don't we, Mark?
Whole bunch. Had a couple of calls from truckers yesterday.
Exactly. And where was that you spoke again to some truckers out by Detroit Lakes? A little trucker safety seminar.
Yeah, it was in Detroit Lakes, right in Detroit Lakes. And the average lifespan of a trucker is 61 between the sedentary life, smoking too much, being too still, too much weight. So we really, you know, they really work on safety and trying to get them health minded.
And you were part of that effort in your little quit smoking and go to Hawaii program.
That's right. I got to go and talk about how you quit smoking slowly, like you learned how to smoke in the first place, one cigarette at a time. You kind of unwind it the same way, and without patches and drugs and some of these lethal chemicals that have all kinds of side effects, you know, that seem a little frightening. So if you just cut back little by little, pretty soon you quit.
Anyway, speaking of truckers, President Obama is ordering. He likes to order things, doesn't he? He's ordering.
In 2008, Scott, he said that the worst problem we have is George Bush using executive authority and over ignoring Congress. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Well, here's the headline in the New York Times. President Obama orders new efficiency for big trucks. Ordering the development of new tough fuel standards for the nation's fleet of heavy-duty trucks as part of what aides say will be an increasingly muscular and unilateral campaign to tackle climate change through the use of the president's executive power. Unbelievable.
What this means, folks,
here's the translation of what's going on here. This doesn't pass muster with elected folks who represent you, it doesn't pass a smell test on what it will do to the economy. The cost benefit analysis doesn't pass out. So it can't go through the normal channels. And because it can't, what the president is saying is, I'll just do it myself. Screw Congress. That's what he's saying. And, you know, in this case, targets are the trucker, but who's next? Truckers, rather, are the target, but who's next? Who is next?
Well, he feels up superior to all of us in every aspect.
Unbelievable. The new regulations to be drafted by the EPA and the Transportation Department by March 2015 and completed a year later, so they're in place before he takes office, of course. are the latest in a series of actions intended to cut back on greenhouse gases. Without the sort of comprehensive legislation, the president failed to push through Congress in the first term. Here's what I want to ask truckers. What do you think, if he has his way, it will mean for you? In other words, we're all for being more fuel efficient. Who wants to put more, fuel in their truck than they have to, right? I mean, but the idea that somehow you mandate this with a pen is just an example of how little common sense this guy has.
Plus, unilateral means that this won't affect global anything, because we're doing it ourselves, and our trading partners won't do it. It'll cost our trucking industry more than any other country in the world. And, carbon isn't pollution. It's just carbon. It doesn't hurt it. It's this whole thing is the sun is global warming. It's just sad.
Yeah, well, a very good point, because we sometimes, focus in on what's being proposed, but forget the fact that, what's the ultimate goal here? Why are we doing this? Why are we giving truckers a hit? Why are we giving the economy a hit? Oh, we want trucks to be more fuel efficient. Why? Well, so they'll burn less greenhouse gases. I mean, it'd be a good move to say, well, let's be more conservation minded. Okay, great. But it isn't that. The goal is reduction in greenhouse gases, which is ridiculous because nobody else does it. So, it's like saying, well, if I don't pee in the lake, the other four people that are peeing in the lake don't stop. But do I really make any difference? Sorry for the crude analogy, but that's, it's ridiculous.
Well, that's why they call it the Yellow River in China,
Oh, my gosh. You're crazy. So, truckers, we need to hear from you on this one at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Did you see the new CBO study about the minimum wage?
Yeah, from 500,000 to 1 million. That plus the hit from Obamacare, his brilliant ideas are now going to cost us about 3.5 million jobs.
All right, let's just focus on the minimum wage, though. What the president wants is a minimum wage hike. What the CBO says, it has to go say, okay, here's what you want, and here's the impact of it. 500,000 to 1 million jobs lost by raising the minimum wage. Proves the point I've made all along. It hurts the folks they claim to want to help the most by raising the minimum wage.
And the people that need to learn how to work, entry-level jobs, flipping burgers or working a shovel, doing some manual work, landscape work. There's a lot of entry-level jobs that young people need to have to learn how to work. And this is such an outrage. It's ridiculous.
It definitely is. It's ridiculous. All right, one more ridiculous thing coming from the federal government, the Environmental Protection Agency. It fits that they start with an E at the EPA because it is evil, this place. They're just unbelievable. Now they're imposing restrictions on wood-burning stoves.
Yeah.
Dealing a blow to rural Americans who rely on wood to heat their homes. Now, how long do you think we've used wood to heat homes? How long have wood-burning stoves been around, Mark? When do you think the first wood-burning stove was? I want to get a little history on wood-burning stoves.
That was the first lightning storm for the cavemen. They just
Is that right?
Going.
Is that, that's
yeah.
when it started. Yeah,
that's when it started. And they, yeah. that's how they cooked. That's why God gave us trees is to cook our food and to build our houses with.
And my point is, we've done pretty well over the years, so I don't know that we need the. I bet there's a lot of people in our audience that grew up with a wood burning stove. Do you know what I mean? Or had
absolutely, and they're so efficient. Now they're really efficient too.
Parents or grandparents that did as well. And there's all kinds of things you can do now with pallets and everything else. But the EPA wants to ban this. All right, let's see here. Wikipedia usually good for a few things. Do we have any kind of history on when the first wood-burning stove was around? They're telling me about air supply. They're telling me about fuel.
Well, the potbelly stove, Ben Franklin invented this great potbelly stove, which was much more efficient in dispersing heat.
Looks like stoves that readily convert to either oil or gas addition would have been manufactured in North America and Europe since the early 20th century. Still manufactured. I'd like to know a little more in stove history, but I think it's safe to say they've been a part of our history for a long time, as you say, Ben Franklin days, okay? And but now The EPA is tightening restrictions. They did so in January on the level of fine airborne particulate emissions that wood burning stoves can emit, from 15 micrograms per cubic meter to a maximum of 12 micrograms. I wonder how many people have a microgram meter to decide how many micrograms are coming out of their wood burning stove. Isn't that stupid?
Well, you got to get some really small people with really powerful glasses to do this.
And by the way, they would ban the production and the sale of the kinds of wood-burning stoves that compose 80% of those currently in use in the United States. 80% of the stoves, they're going to ban the making of these things. This,
all those
just,
jobs gone. All those jobs gone. Those industries destroyed by this dictatorship.
That's ridiculous. More coming up, folks, on What's on Your Mind.
Ban the EPA. Ban the EPA.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LaSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaSig.com. Spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I might have to have a car wash today after that trip to Watford City yesterday. Holy buckets. It's so nice out. There's more mud and dark and muck on my car than there is white. I need the North Dakota truck wash at Stanley is what I need. I'm going to have to get there.
I have a rolling mud glob myself.
Oh, my gosh. And it'll be another day of it today. But that's worth it. Pulled in a grassy butte yesterday at the Sweet Crude Travel Center. And it was there was a lot of mud there. Which doesn't bother the truckers, but the little Taurus, it's a little tough on that baby. I've taken the Taurus through the North Dakota truck wash before, I'll have you know. So I'm not afraid to do that. They do her up very, very good. Very nice. All right. Coming up, as I mentioned in the program, Dale Witherington is going to join us to talk about last night's Child Protection League Action Summit in Moorhead. Another one tonight in Detroit Lakes for our friends in Lake Country. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk with a candidate running for Fargo City Commission. I am going to be a loud voice for fresh, new ideas, thinking, energy on the Fargo City Commission, on the Fargo Cass County Commission. I think this means nothing in the way of anything towards anybody that's on there. There'll be incumbents that'll be reelected, and folks that are not up that'll be great. But I think any time you can have fresh new voices, it's really needed. It really is. I thought of that yesterday in Watford City. I mean, I'm looking at Mayor Brent Sanford, young guy, and just the workload is a guy that has a business, S&S Motors in his case, and the give back and the amount of things they need to accomplish. And I look at Gene Veeder, who's been doing it forever as McKenzie County Development Director, and I look at Ron Anderson from the McKenzie County Commission, and his wife Myra is on the school board thing. And I'm thinking, who replaces these people? Who gives them a break? You know, who it's just amazing. Same thing with all the, emergency responders. They're all volunteer out there in the oil patch. So these folks working, 60, 80 hours a week, and they have to volunteer to go on every accident call or fire call. Who replaces them? You know, I mean, same thing in Fargo. I mean, I commend those that have been part of public service, but I want more folks to do it, and so we're going to continue to focus on a lot of those people that have joined the race and thrown their hat in the ring, and it's a good deal. Anyway, before we get back to the news headlines here and some other things in the news, which include, by the way, we told you about the rural stove ban, told you about the minimum wage, told you about the fuel standards, the Fargo movie theater thing I wanted to get to. They're talking about allowing liquor sales at Fargo movie theater, so I wanted to see what you thought of that idea. I might post a Facebook question on that, so we'll do that here in a little bit. But anyway, Dale Witherington is here. Hi, Dale. How was last night in Moorhead?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Last night was very good. We had a small, intimate crowd. We had some Freedom Club members there, so it was a great night, and looking forward to getting into Detroit Lakes this evening.
Now, small crowd is understandable on with everything people have going, but I want folks to know tonight in Detroit Lakes, this is important, and this is worthy of your attention, and folks in Minnesota need to pay attention to this issue, because if the current legislation as proposed passes the legislature, you are going to have a ripple effect that will not be pretty as the impacts on the family. Talk about why folks need to take the time to go tonight in Detroit Lakes, Dale.
I really appreciate you bringing that up, Scott, because that was a topic of discussion from some of the people who were there, who had invited friends, and the general attitude of a lot of folks seems to be one of a couple things. One is, this is politics. I am so sick of politics, and I just don't want to be involved in this kind of stuff. I've got too much going on in my life that's important. And the other is, well, isn't this just about a sex education class at our school system? And in both of those responses, the misunderstanding of what's taking place here couldn't be further from the truth. Number one, this is not just a political issue. This is a significant moral issue where the demand of this legislation is an intentional shift to change our culture and to impact our children and grandchildren at such a level that completely skews the whole school system, and it includes a complete government intrusion and takeover of the independent school systems in the state of Minnesota. It is a political bill attacking a major moral issue that is detrimental to our children and our families, our churches, our businesses, and unless the people of Minnesota stand up with one voice and contact their senators and let them know just how nasty this bill is, they're going to be in for an extreme rude awakening from their level of disinterest.
Tell me about the bill. For folks that have not heard about this, what's been proposed, what would it do, and how can it be stopped?
Well, this is a House File 826. It has been passed by the House in the state of Minnesota, and it is due to go to the Senate floor. And if it goes to the Senate floor and is passed, it becomes law. And here are some of the things that are at the heart of this particular bill. Now, it's being touted as an anti-bullying bill. But at the heart of this bill, Scott, is something called a school climate council. A school climate council will be a 24 intergovernmental agency that will then institute what is called a school climate center that will be part of the Department of Education. The school climate center will appoint a full-time staff member at every school in every school district in the state of Minnesota who will then be focusing on any occasion that the idea of bullying comes up. But here's the problem. There is no clear definition of what bullying is in this bill, and that's contrary to anything else that might be said on any other news show, particularly by the authors of the bill. There is no clear definition. It is based on words like things that are objectively offensive, things that are alleged or asserted, or things that cause emotional distress. So some of the wild instances that have come up even in the study of the bill is somebody could walk into a class dressed kind of funky according to the...
Or in a dress?
Dressed kind of funky. However you want to define funky. Yeah, that's part of the problem, Mark, is that the vagary of the bill. And so whether it's a dress or however else, and a student could be working at their desk, look up, see the student come in, look back down, and if the student who's walking in who's dressed funky feels like the student who looked at him in a way that caused him embarrassment or emotional distress, the student who just looked up and then looked back down could be accused of being a bully and have to go to the school climate council or school climate center staff member and deal with it to the point of having to apologize. If they don't apologize, they could be facing remediation.
The bottom line here, folks, is it's bad. 45 seconds
it's
left.
Bad.
Tell me where and when folks need to be in Detroit Lakes tonight.
Yeah, tonight please be at the City Administration Building, 1025 Roosevelt Avenue in Detroit Lakes. That's the City Administration Building, 1025 Roosevelt Avenue, Detroit Lakes. And that's from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight.
6 to 8 p.m. And bring a friend.
Yes, please.
And it is important. And get yourself educated about this, even if just to understand how this process works, because bad stuff like this pops up all the time. Dale Witherington, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it very much, sir. Detroit Lakes tonight, 6 to 8, folks. Be there.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
NESA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about NESA Consulting Service, go to nesaconsulting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
What am I eating here? I made the mistake of doing a convenience store stop on the way into the studios here at Cape Fire today. And the selection was limited, but I ended up with an iced honey bun. And I'm pretty sure this thing was made like in 2010 or something. I'm not sure. But, you know, loaded up with all the preservatives and whatnot. That's what happens when I'm away from home, Mark, you know. I did have some home cooking last night, though. I want you to know. Thanks to my friend Jerome Richter. I'll give you details in a moment. Before the end of the program, I'll tell you about what I had for dinner last night. I was a little home cooking, but I wasn't home. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we're back on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon. Mark the Freedom Poet is here, and so is Tony Garrick. Tony is a candidate for Fargo City Commission. He ran in 2012, and he's running again in 2014, and I'm glad he is. I have, I don't know if this helps or hurts, but made it a point that I'll be voting for Tony Garrick as a resident of the city of Fargo. I hope others do as well for two reasons. One, he's conservative and is a badly needed voice on the Fargo City Commission. There are not people doing what Tony Garrick is doing as a candidate on the commission. All right. And there's folks that say, I'm conservative on the commission, but their actions don't tell me they're doing what Tony's doing in saying, okay, why do we spend this money? Does this program make sense? Why are we doing it? So that's why he has my support. Plus, he's new. He's fresh face. You know, new energy. Young guy. Veteran. What's not to love? Tony, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
Hi there, Scott. Thanks for having me on your show. I'm very excited to be here and talk about the campaign for Fargo City Commissioner. What a lead-in, by the way. Thank you.
And I love your op-eds. You're doing a great job of just taking examples of issues that I hope cause people to think a little bit about what the heck's going on. Before we get into some of the specifics of what you've written about, and Mark, I need you to take the back half of this interview, as you well know, from 40 to 44. So you save your questions for the end of the interview, and I'm going to ask mine on the front half of the interview. Why are you doing this? Why did you run in 2012? Why are you running again in 2014? What's this all about?
Sure. You know, the reason I'm running for Fargo City Commission is to bring a sense of balance back to our local government. Currently, we have four commissioners and one mayor who basically agree on most issues. And when you get an atmosphere like that, what you tend to see is higher spending and higher taxes because all ideas are good ideas and there's no one there to challenge them. So as a candidate, I want to be the voice of fiscal responsibility and transparency. You know, that was my message back in 2012, and that's my message again in 2014.
And give me an example of Tony Garrick as Fargo City Commissioner, some of the things you would bring before the commission that might make them, shift a little in their chairs.
Sure. And like you said right away there, you know, I've been writing op-eds for a while now. I do radio interviews and try to start conversations about what the role of local government is. And I want to challenge people to decide for themselves if Fargo is spending their money wisely. In the article, I gave three specific examples that have been in the news recently. You know, these aren't just the top ones. These are just you know, within the last month or so that have been in the newspaper. And the first one I had was the parking garages downtown. So we've already spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars studying if there's enough parking downtown or not. Where I think most people know that, you know, you can just ask someone on the street, say, is parking top downtown? They just say yes. So we just save $200,000. So Now they want to gamble anywhere from tens up to and including $100 million to build publicly owned parking garages. And why I say gamble is because they believe that if they build these, it'll also all of a sudden boost downtown businesses and it'll go through the roof because there's more parking. Well, there's really no evidence of that. And the question I have is, if that were true, you know, why wouldn't the local business owners already have built these garages? If it's a given that they would produce more business, it would seem logical that they would build them themselves. And the second point to that is, you know, if Duane's Pizza, you know, on University Drive South said, hey, City of Fargo, I want you to build me more parking because I don't have a lot of parking. I think most people would say no. You know, that's your responsibility as a business owner to do that. So, you know, I got a lot of support on that issue, and I also got a lot of people saying, you know, that Fargo should provide parking. So there's a conversation that needs to happen there, and I'm glad to start it.
Now, I'm glad you're starting it as well. And it's not just parking garages. It's let's talk about another one. Talk about the art projects and the money that's spent by taxpayer dollars on art projects.
Sure. So the Fargo Commission unanimously decided to start a public art task force, as they call it. And for those people who don't know what that is, the city has voted to spend taxpayer dollars to procure art and to hire a consultant to help buy that art. So in my op-ed, I made it very clear that I'm not anti-art, okay? This isn't a guy who doesn't like art. I don't know how many people who would say that art doesn't add value to a community. The conversation is who pays for art, okay? So I believe that charities, organizations, private donors, businesses can do a better job of displaying and procuring art than, you know, a local government can. And isn't the job of local government to tell you what is or is not art? You know, by buying particular types or that kind of thing, putting in particular places, they're telling you what is or what is not art, what is or is not valuable. So I don't think it's the job of local government to do that. And also, you know, on a positive note, I put out examples of things that we can do as a community and as a local government to support art. As a commission, you know, we're public figures. We can spread awareness by just putting out press releases saying, hey, I'm going to this art gallery on this day. Or we can promote art in the park. And I think that was Mark's idea in the last interview that we had. Which is a great idea. You know, we can do networking. You know, we interact with, you know, hundreds of people a week, business owners, people who are artists. You know, we can put those people together to produce art in this community. So this isn't an argument against art. This is an argument against the government telling you what is or is not art and spending your taxpayer dollars in order to do so.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense indeed. Tony Gehrig is with us. He's a Fargo City Commission candidate. He'll be on the ballot. What is the date of the election? I know it's in June, right?
June 10th this year, yep.
So mark that on your calendar for June 10th and get out there, get engaged. I'll tell you, the biggest threat to the conservative cause in North Dakota right now is Fargo because there is a mission creep going on out there. We saw it in the Heitkamp race, 3,000 votes. You don't think you could find that in Fargo to have a Republican United States Senator rather than a Democratic United States Senator? And it starts at the park board, school board, you know, city commission, county commission level. And part of the energy in the Republican Party is gone. And I think it's because there's just not enough of us out there. And that means knocking on doors, and that means supporting folks like Tony Gehrig. So this is important. I want to ask you about the Courts Plus situation as well, and Mark, you can take it for the rest of the way here. Tell me about, you wrote about the Courts Plus situation. This is an example, I guess, of why you think we need new leadership, right?
Right. You know, Courts Plus is a sticky subject that has bothered me for a long time. Courts Plus, as most people know, is a publicly owned workout facility in South Fargo. And in the op-ed, I asked, is it the job of local government to subsidize your workout, which is exactly what's going on there. And of course, I say no. First, there's no shortage of good and affordable gyms in the city of Fargo without the government providing one for you. The second, the city is using taxpayer dollars to compete directly with our neighbors. And when I say with our neighbors, I mean the owners of local businesses, local gyms in the city of Fargo. You know, Course Plus doesn't have to worry about their bottom dollar. They don't have to make a profit ever. In fact, they've lost, and this surprised me, they lost $200,000 last year, and they're more than $3.15 million in debt overall. So, you know, it's impossible as a small business owner in the city of Fargo to compete with a government-run business that does not make profits and that can go into debt, and all they have to do is, you know, ask the taxpayer for more dollars. So, you know, it's just something that doesn't need to happen. It's a want versus a need. And I think it should be sold to a private business owner.
It'd be interesting to see what that would be worth, because it's a fabulous facility. Indoor tennis.
Absolutely.
And the weather, I think it's an asset to the community, but I think in first of all, if it's in private hands, I believe, they would promote it better. When you're aiming at the bottom line, that's just a fundamental conservative idea. There's efficiencies that happen.
Sure. And
anyway,
like I said, I'm sorry, go ahead, Mark.
Yep. No, go ahead.
Yeah, and just piggyback what you were saying. You know, when you don't have to worry about the bottom line, you can spend wildly, and you can make your facility into a Taj Mahal compared to everything everywhere else, and still charge less or as much as the other facilities can. It's just an incredible undue burden for these business owners.
Well, folks, I'm planning on voting for Tony too, and so shoot me. but I also like your background, the fact that you're working in the reserves, and why don't you tell us about your personal life and your young family?
Sure. Thanks for asking. I grew up here in Fargo. I went to Shanley High School. And when I graduated from, joined the Air National Guard. I had plans to go to college, and the Guard had great benefits for that. And obviously you get to serve your country as well. So it's two benefits in one. Outstanding. Once I graduated from NDSU there in Fargo, I went to work full time for the Guard, and I've been there basically ever since. My wife and son and I, we live in South Fargo near Lindenwood Park. That's a great area. My wife is a lawyer in the community, and my son is 1 year old. He's turned one this month. So he's a ball of energy and a lot of fun.
It's quite a challenge to keep up with the kids. So,
yeah,
well,
just one, I can imagine the multiple.
How many do you have, did you say?
I only have one, but I can't imagine chasing around more than one at this point.
Imagine these people that have twins and triplets. It's got to be something. Well, what you can hear, folks, is that Tony cares about making sense with the spending, and that government governs best, that governs least, and let the free markets and the neighbors, there's a really an important place for government. Why don't you talk about the main expenditures that the city should have?
Sure. So the biggest challenge facing the city of Fargo right now is spending, out-of-control spending that encompasses basically all areas of our local government. And we've talked about this before, Fargo's a very difficult time separating wants versus needs. Just to put that in context for you and your listeners, the budget of Fargo has gone up by 96% in just a decade. That means when I was in high school, our budget was half of what it is now. More worrisome, perhaps, is that the budget has ballooned by 13% in just 1 year. That's from 2013 to this year. That's an increase of tens of millions of dollars in just 1 year. We still have flood concerns, which is very important. We still have updating of infrastructure, which is very expensive and very important. And we still have, just all the core functions of local government to perform. And we're seeing a lot of spending on wants, like the things we just talked about, versus the needs that I just itemized there for you.
I want to thank Tony Garrick for being with us today. He is running for the Fargo City Commission, and I appreciate it. I hope to meet you soon, and we'll talk more.
All right, Mark, thanks for having me on, and everyone can come visit me at TonyGarrick.com.
Yep, TonyGarrick.com. We're going to be back with more What's on Your Mind in just a minute.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Kevin Kramer will join us for a talk radio town hall. We do that every Wednesday. If you have a question, want to get it in now, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Press 1 and leave your message, your comment, your question for Congressman Kevin Kramer today on the program. Look forward to that coming up. What are we going to talk about with Kevin today? I think we want to talk a little bit about, for one, what we want to talk about usually ends up way down on the list because there's folks that want to call in and talk about all kinds of things, rail traffic to you name it. So anyway, we'll visit with him about whatever it is you want to talk about him and tackle a couple of things that have been making their way through Congress and that they're dealing with as well. He's back in North Dakota this week, which is good. And I know he was in Minot last night. No, he's in Denver. Or Minot the night before. I can't remember. Anyway, we'll talk with Congressman Kramer coming up on the program. And if you do want to get your questions or comments in, form 855-200-1776. We're talking pipelines today on the program. Justin Kringstedt will be here, Executive Director of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority. So looking forward to that as well. I did a little potbelly stove research, Mark. And you're right. We're talking the Franklin stove. Is the one, actually, which was a potbelly stove, was invented by Benjamin Franklin. So, and I also found out that still today, Italy is one of the biggest markets for wood-burning stoves in Europe. And like 30% of all homes use wood for some heat. About 5 million homes still today, for instance, in Italy, a wood field stove or cooker. So, you know, they're still in place, and a lot of rural places use them. So they're around. You know what I'm saying?
I like the way it smells.
And I also, I found the Teddy Roosevelt quote from 1910 about the critic and versus the man in the arena. I found that. And,
oh, that's great.
It is. I'm going to put it on my Facebook page with a memo to Clay Jenkinson. Maybe he'll wake up. Anyway, I'm not holding my breath anytime soon. But anyway, that'll be something we'll tackle as well today on the program coming up. All right, what else? Anything on your mind today, Mark?
Well, I've got to say I'm pretty worried about what's the push by Putin to put the Ukraine back into the new Soviet empire. You know, Putin called the greatest disaster in the last 100 years was the breakup of the Soviet Union. And Ukraine, the people of Ukraine want freedom, liberty. They want to join Western Europe. And this front page of the USA Today is just on fire. 20 dead, thousands injured, anti-government demonstrations, and it's white hot. And Putin is totally on the side of the oppressive government there in the Ukraine. This is a big deal. Kyiv is on fire.
It sure is. Meanwhile, the Olympics go on, right? This is kind of an inconvenient headline
right
during the Olympics for Mr. Putin, who's trying to use the Olympics to burnish up his image a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
and,
not working. Not working at all.
It's just not. It's not working. You know, it's not working. And the government oppressing, telling people what they don't want. You know, pushing people against their will. That's Dale Witherington's point. That's we've got to contend for people in all levels of government that understand and appreciate individual values and freedom and do what they can to inculcate that in our culture.
Absolutely. By the way, 16 degrees under sunny skies in Fargo today, right now at this hour, and we will be at about 36 degrees by the time we call it good today. Sun through about the early afternoon, but then it'll be cloudy rest of the way. Tomorrow will be 25, so still nice. We're going to have three nice days here. And then back to 10 on Friday, 9 on Saturday, and 10 on Sunday with partly sunny skies. At least we don't get back into the minus temps, although we will overnight, without question. Out in the oil patch, 23 and cloudy at this hour. There's some 30% chance of snow today. Going to top out at about 36 degrees before we're down around 4 o'clock this afternoon. But the cold wave starts out west tomorrow, 12 on Thursday. We'll be in Tioga on Friday, 9 for a temp on Friday. Saturday, 9. Sunday, 1. So we lose this. Partly cloudy and 10 above in Grand Forks right now. Minot's cloudy and 21. Bismarck, 21. Dickinson, 28 degrees at this hour. And a quick reminder, we'll be broadcasting from Tioga on Friday. Looking forward to that live broadcast from Tioga. We also will be broadcasting the statewide show from Washington, D.C. Monday. Steve Moore will be our guest of the Wall Street Journal, and now one of the chief number crunchers at the Heritage Foundation. You see him on Fox News Channel. Read him in the Wall Street Journal. He's a good guy, Steve Moore. Talking a little bit about North Dakota and what's happening there. He's been to North Dakota. My invite.
He's
good
great.
Guy.
I had him on, too.
Yeah, he's really wonderful. And also... then on, Wednesday and Thursday, we're broadcasting from Speaker John Boehner's office. And the guests will include Congressman Kevin Cramer, Congressman Paul Ryan, Congressman Eric Cantor, as well as Congressman Colin Peterson, talk about the Farm Bill. And so that'll be Thursday and Friday. Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, our sponsor for our live broadcast, actually Monday, possibly Tuesday, but for sure Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from Washington, D.C. I'm going out there in my role as the president of the North Dakota Broadcasters Association, and there's some NAB meetings on Monday, Tuesday, and part of Wednesday that are happening out there, and I think Tuesday's going to have me away from the microphone. I might talk Mark Feifle into taking the microphone because he does a really good job. Mark is a Wishick, North Dakota native, a University of North Dakota grad, and one of our go-to guys in D.C. when we're out there, so. He's a busy guy, though, but I'll see if I can put him to work. I hope I can. It'll be kind of fun. He does a lot of good work for veterans projects out there and is working on a really neat Vietnam Memorial Museum not far from the wall. So it's a fun project we can talk about. Of course, we love Honor Flight as well and what they do at the World War II Memorial. All right, another hour straight ahead, and we'll start with your phone calls on potbelly stoves and truck fuel standards and minimum wage silliness and much more. Fargo Feeders going liquor and more. Stay tuned.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.